The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Let's get into Closet Box with founder Marcus Mallman. He's out of Denver and recently just expanded Closet Box to the Des Moines Metro. Marcus, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're here.
Mike, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here. And we're excited to be in Des Moines.
There you go, man. Yeah, roll it out. This is kind of a cool thing. You know, this is, for people in the Des Moines metro area, you may be thinking, well, this is some kind of a startup. But after going through your website earlier, you know, this is a company. You guys are in most major cities all over the United States. Good on you. Tell us a little bit about the founding of Closet Box and what it is.
Well, Closet Box started not too long ago, several years ago, when I had twins. In fact, actually, my wife had the twins. She did most of the work.
Yeah, they usually do.
I cheered her on. But we had twins, and we needed to turn our dining room into a playroom, and I had a tough time getting a dresser in our dining room down the basement stairs. I just needed someone to help me pick that up and move it into our basement. I had a little room, but an option like Closet Box would have made that a little bit easier for me, and I could have ordered it back anytime I need it. They would take care of it, pick it up, move it in the moving truck, store it securely, and I could see it online through Closet Box. I could order any item I needed back. So instead of moving that thing into a self-storage unit, I rented a truck and started Closet Box.
You rented a truck and started Closet. How many years ago, Marcus, has that been?
That's been just 3 years ago.
Wow.
So since then, we've expanded to 70 markets across the U.S. and served 70% of the U.S. population with hassle-free storage.
Yeah, and when we talk about storage, everybody's got stuff, and everybody's got stuff they don't necessarily want to get rid of. And what do you do with it? I get it. The business model of this, I think, is very interesting. But before we go there, I want to talk about infrastructure. What are the costs on your side to even start Closet Box? Is it buildings? Is it trucks? Is it people? What are the costs that go into this?
Well, interestingly, we approach it a little bit differently, mm-hmm. in that out there, there are lots of trucks with excess space that and a lot of moving trucks driving around town with excess space. And so we pair a customer up with a truck that has excess space and a, you know, licensed, bonded, insured mover that has a little extra time and a warehouse that has extra a little bit of extra room.
Got it.
And then we delivered that to the customer. So we're pretty efficient. We don't have a lot of capital assets. Our costs come mostly in developing the technology so that everybody feels securely. They can see their items. They can know where their items are, and they can order an item back at any time.
Let's talk a little bit about that technology side of this. Marcus Mallman is the founder of Closet Box, just recently expanded here into the Des Moines metro. Let's talk about that technology thing. When you say that people can see what they've got, help us out with that.
So when we pick up any customer's items, we take a full inventory. That inventory is put up online so that everybody can see, can log in. And it's kind of like people are used to going to their self-storage unit and rolling up that door and seeing all their items.
Yep.
It's pretty similar to that. People can log on to their private dashboard, see all their items online, and if they need their winter clothes back or their dining room table for a party, they can order that thing back and have it back within 24 to 48 hours.
You know, you and I should have had this conversation just a couple of days ago because our producer, who is a Nike, I think some people would call it a problem. He collects all these very nice Nike shoes, and he's getting ready to move, and he had to part, he told me yesterday, with about 20 pair.
That's something you want to store. That could be worth something very soon. So, you know, that's certainly something we can help on store. And a lot of people say that to me, Mike. They say, if I had just known about you yesterday, I could have used you, or last month or 3 months ago. And the problem is sometimes we don't realize how hard it is to move into storage until we have to do it. And so that's probably when you talk about the need for the cost of starting Closet Box up, the hardest part, the most expensive part of our business is just getting the word out so people are aware that our service exists, because everyone that sees it, and once they're aware of it, it makes perfect sense to them. It's a what we call somewhat of a no-brainer to get out of picking up and dropping off storage yourself. It's a hard thing to do.
Well, and not only that, I've never used self-storage. Because we have this, my wife calls it McMansion, and so we have several storage areas for that in our business. But I would imagine that, if you're both working, let's say that you got a couple, you're working, and you moved from this location to another one. Maybe you're moving into a loft downtown Des Moines in one of the swanky, nice, really nice places that doesn't offer all of this storage opportunity. Why not have the stuff picked up, put in a secure location, then when you need grandma's chest of drawers, you can get it?
Yeah, there's lots of places that don't have a whole lot of storage. We don't need all that space, and we help make any closet an endless closet.
Endless closet. I love it. So your expansion here into the Des Moines Metro happened how long ago? Just several months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, a couple months ago. And you know, it's neat and exciting for us to be able to bring this full service convenience all the way across, you know, to every city in America, and so it's fun for us to do this. I've been to Des Moines. I've run in a triathlon there. It's a great town.
Yeah.
It's similar to and it's a growing town too, and we want to be a part of it.
Yeah, it is. It is a great town. It is a growing town, and there are lots of people that are living in some downtown locations right now. As a matter of fact, one of the other interesting side notes to this is the other demographic that is moving from the suburbs to the city core tend to be those individuals over the age of 55. All right, so they're empty nesters. And they're taking a look at maybe being downtown and where the happening is or where their offices are located. And they're moving from the suburbs into the inner city, into the heartbeat of Des Moines. And they got a lot of stuff. What do they do with it?
Well, the stuff that they want to hold on to for themselves down the road, or possibly their children, they can store with closet box.
Yeah, there you go.
They can actually go in and have it shipped to any one of their any one of their children or siblings or relatives with a couple of clicks of a button, and they can access anything online. So we are absolutely a big part of our market is customers that are downsizing. 80% of the population in America lives in urban area, but only 30% of the storage units are built. The storage facilities are built in urban areas.
That would make
sense.
So
there's a big shortage of storage in urban areas where people want to live today.
Let's talk about, Marcus, if we can, the business model of this. So people are going, okay, wait a minute. So you guys are going to come pick up my stuff, and you're going to store it for me in a secure location. Roughly, and I saw the numbers, but roughly, what's this going to cost individuals when they take a look at this?
We try and price fairly comparable to a drive-up, kind of the most convenient self-storage units. We provide a free pickup, and then we store it for you for or a small premium over that, which you would pay for a drive-up storage unit near you. And so we try and price to make it economical, affordable, and reasonably priced for a customer so that it looks and feels a lot like self-storage. We're able to deliver the full-service convenience because we will pick up your stuff. We store it more efficiently in a warehouse. We transport it more efficiently. And then we do store it a little bit outside of town in a very efficient warehouse and a secure warehouse, what we call storage or one of our storage centers, where we can get a little bit stored for a little bit lower cost and make back up some of that free pickup that we gave you.
And then on the delivery side, there's a small fee for that, I trust.
Yeah, there's a fee for delivery. The longer you stay with us, the less it costs to get an item delivered.
Really? Okay. So if you're there, I have to tell you this. This is a crazy story. I probably shouldn't even share this, but I have my rabbi moved from Des Moines to Brooklyn, I think 7 or 8, 9 years ago. To my knowledge, I think he still has stuff in a storage unit here.
If he had stored a closet box, we could have got that stuff up with him when he needed it.
And taken it to Brooklyn, for crying out loud.
Yeah, we could help arrange for it to be taken to Brooklyn. But yes, we could we could do that because we have facilities in 75 markets across the U.S.
There you go. Well, I should pass this along. Maybe he'll take advantage of this. Interesting stuff. It is called Closet Box. You can go online, ladies and gentlemen, and check all of this out. It is for a complete transparency. Here is a site that has all of the numbers there, so you don't have to guess what size the facility is that you're going to store in. You can pick that. You know how much it's going to cost you on a monthly basis. And it's what? Closet Box ME?
Closetbox.com.
Oh, closetbox.com. I'm sorry. For some reason, I threw an ME on the back end of that. And
either works.
Either works. Closetbox.com. We will have, of course, in the radio blog, all of the links so that you can learn more about Marcus Mallman and closetbox.com. Thanks for being with us, Marcus. I really do appreciate you guys making the time.
Thank you for making some time for me, Mike, and welcoming us to Des Moines.
All right. We are in Des Moines. It is called Closet Box, something new, and maybe something that will work for you. Marcus Mallman, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we've got to clear on out of here because it is nigh on to 6 o'clock. Our shoe guy and the guy that just decided to get rid of 20 pair of Nikes, I can't believe it, rather than call Closet Box. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. The general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvo. For all those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. with more of the business news of the nation, region, and our long-form business interviews. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.